Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish up John chapter 5, verses 30 through 47, which is the very end of that chapter. And we are in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Some of you have asked why I do different versions, and it has to do with copyright. I couldn't do one version all year long, so every month we change it up. So here we go, John chapter 5, verses 30 and following. Jesus said this, "I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony to me is true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you because you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How could you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another day that we can praise you. Thank you that nothing escapes your notice. Thank you that when things are difficult, you are with us. When things are easy, you are with us. When we are in conundrums, Lord, you are with us. When we run far, far away from you, you still are that shepherd that leaves the 99 that chases the one. And sometimes, Lord, I just confess, sometimes I'm the one, sometimes we are the one. So Lord, in our waywardness, we pray you would tether us back to you. In these words that you talk about today, this is Jesus talking to the Father, and that the Father's witness is good enough. And so how we look at you, Jesus, and how who you were means everything. Because if you are the Son of God, and if you are the one who came to take away the sins of the world, the unblemished Lamb, then we have to have a response. And I pray that today our response would be to bend the knee and to bow low to the ground and to sing a worship song to you from the depths of our guts, to just worship you and to praise you and to lay down our lives for your sake. You have already done that for us. You have laid down your lives. We are not slaves anymore. You have called us friends. You have confided in us. You have welcomed us. You have torn the veil in two and welcomed us into the Holy of Holies. You have paved the way for us to walk down the narrow way, to walk through the narrow gate, to find peace, to find the Father, to find love, to find adoption, to find hope. For those who are battling their hope today, I pray you would infuse them with the reality of the kingdom of God and the hope that comes in knowing that we are part of something bigger than ourselves, that everything we do is noticed, that nothing is never for nothing. Our suffering even means something. Our pain means something. Our victories mean something. It's all a part of your kingdom working itself out. We to will and to work for your good pleasure, to walk into the works that you have prepared for us, and to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So Lord, in that light, in that place of just trusting you for today, I pray that you would help the person listening today to know that you are for them. You are not against them. You walk with them. You do not oppose them. You are the one who rescued them. Lord, so in light of all of that, we surrender. We give you all the control that we keep trying to take back, and we ask that you be the Lord of our lives once again. We trust that the testimony that you give us and that the Father has testified about Jesus is true, and in response to that, we worship you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I am grateful for you. And for those of you who are in that place of darkness and you just don't know if you can take another step, I just want to encourage you just to take the next step. Get in the Word of God. His Word is a light unto your path, and he lights the next step. And so if you don't know your next step, read the Word of God. And then know that you are precious in His sight and that you do matter and that there is purpose for your pain. And so please rest in that today. You are important to me, and I'm so humbled that you spend every morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're doing that or however you're doing that, with me. Have an amazing day, friend.